your hand and worship the Lord. Use your hand and worship the Lord. Hallelujah. You will not regret being awake at this hour. Hallelujah. Tonight is restoration night. Restoration night. Hallelujah. Tell four people, say something today and sit down. And sit down. You may be seated. One moment. Amen. Hallelujah. And Tuesday, we told you we shall continue what we started on Tuesday. And we are looking at the restoration power. The restoration power, amen, is in Proverbs chapter 18, verse 20 and verse 21. That is where the power is. The power is in your mouth. The man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. The reason is, verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Every curse that will walk, somebody spoke something. A witch. Witchcraft is never effective until the witch says something. And many of us are suffering from what was spoken over us. Spoken over us. In Genesis 49, Jacob called all his children to bless them in Egypt. The first one was Reuben. Everything he spoke to those children, every one of them came to pass. Reuben is his first son. But he told him, it will not be well with him. He told him that because you slept with your father's wife, it will not be well with you. Reuben never prospered because of it. Hallelujah. Genesis 49, let's see from verse 1. See what he said. Genesis. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. Gather yourselves together and hear ye sons of Jacob, and hearken unto Israel your father. Then he started, Reuben, thou art my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity and the excellency of power. That's who you are supposed to be. But see what he told him, unstable as water, thou shalt not excel, because thou wentest up to thy father's bed, thou defilest thou it. He went up to my coach. And he spoke like that. And when he came to Judah, he said the same thing. He blessed him and told him that he will be the battle axe of, he said, Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. He said, thy hand shall be in the neck of thy enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Hey. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, that had gone up. He stooped down, he coached as a lion, and as an old lion who shall rouse him up. The scepter, symbol of authority, power, rulership. The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come. And this Shiloh is the Lord Jesus Christ. And unto him shall the gathering of the people be. And we know that Jesus is referred to as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. And we learn something from here. And we parents and we fathers and mothers, shaping the future of your children by speaking positively, blessing them, every time blessing them. When I spoke some time ago, many people, I don't know how many understood the import of what I was saying. You abandon your father and your mother in a village or wherever they are. Then you go to your pastor to go and sow so that your pastor will bless you. The prophet will bless you. But let me tell you, yes, your pastor will bless you. But let me tell you, the prophet that God has raised for your life is your mother, is your father. I'm telling you something. The prophet that God has raised, see, your father and your mother. What did he say? He said, honor your father and your mother, that what? That what? That it will be well with you. Listen. Honor your father and mother is not saying good money, ma. Good money, daddy. Good money, ma. Good money, ma. That is respect. It says in Proverbs chapter 3, say, honor the Lord with your substance. Honor, honor, honor. He spoke, I think in Malachi, he said, if I be your father, God will say, if I be your father, then where is my honor? If your father, the day you catch this revelation, oh, oh, oh. I told you this some time ago when I preached this message. I don't know how many people even understand what we're saying. Those testimonies of people that I had who obeyed, I said, look, if you are, you have a company, you pay staff salary. Among your salary, include your mother or your father in the list. Every month, send their own to them. That company, nothing, no juju, nothing. Do you know why? Each time he receives that money, he says something. He blesses you. Each time you take a gift to your father, to your mother, anything he says will come to pass. Nothing can reverse it because of the position God has placed him and placed your mother over you. God has made our parents God over us. It's a revelation. When she's, your father is alive, you live in the village, you are here in Lagos, wherever you are, build yourself air-conditioned house with standby generator. Your mama no get even the house where they live. Then when he die, finish. Before burial, then you now go and rebuild the house, paint the house, renovate the house, because visitors are coming for the burial. You see how men think. How has it affected that man in the grave? When he was alive, you know, enjoy. When he die, all the money where you know give him, you will spend it for that one day ceremony. That's why people go up and down, up and down. Then 1419 pastor will be prophesying lies to you. And then you'll be your car, you go dash him. You buy a car for. Listen, you have no right to buy your pastor a car when you have not bought your father one. You have wasted that. Am I saying something? You have no right to buy your pastor a car. When your father is in the village, you never buy a motor. All these pastors don't turn our head upside down. We see them more important than the people that are really important. Amen. Praise the Lord. Make your mother happy. Hey, every day she's... Listen, you want to prosper, Abby? Can I give you another? I'm talking about the restoration power. I should tell you another one. Eh? You want people, you're having a problem with your business. You will go and gather intercessor to go to the mountain to pray for you. You give them money. You give them this, you give them that. Some of them, they don't pray any prayer yourself. Now that money, where you go give them, I hand it away for. But I'm telling you, you have a problem with your business, travel to the village. Buy some gift for your mother. Kneel down. Say, Mama, bless me and my business. And give her that gift. The best intercessor for your life is your mother, is your father. The most powerful intercessor for you. Do you know why? Your interest. Hallelujah. She's more interested in your progress than your pastor. Pastors do not like waiting at the talk now. I'm telling you the truth. I'm a preacher. They tell you truth. Shall I be pastor too? I can decide to be joining the ruler for one and then you see me more important. It's a lie. Me too, I have children now. If they forsake me, they will never prosper. If you forsake your children, you will never prosper. I have too many scriptures to prove it, but that's not my teaching. I'm talking about the power of the spoken word and where the power lies. Buy a gift to your mother. Tell her you are having a problem with your business. And that woman kneels down and prays for you. It's more effective than any dry fast, any intercessor will do for you. So if there's anybody here, I'm giving you the secret of prosperity now. You don't remember your mother. You don't remember. You are waiting till she die. Then you go and spend money where she know you know give away their life. Go and make your mother and your father happy in the village. See how you'll be prospering here. How many people understand me? How many people believe what I'm saying? Okay. Now this is practical now. Start it now and see how this year will end for you. Start it now. See, I didn't say you should come and give me offering. Did I say you should come and give me offering? I said give your mama, give your papa. Oh, but my father is dead. It's okay. But those of you that your mama, your papa are alive, Unko, or that man or that woman that brought you up, that stood for you like a father, like a mother, go and make them happy. Praise the Lord. Jacob blessed, just spoke, and it came to pass. Years after. Speak. I have too many examples. I tried to share with you on Tuesday, and I've been sharing it here because I am a teacher of faith and I also operate by faith. It's something I have confirmed. Study this Bible. Do what this Bible tells you to do. You will prosper in the name of Jesus Christ. I repeat, every cause. That is the reason why Apostle Paul said, pray without ceasing. It's because of the power of the tongue. This mouth that God gave us, people don't know how important it is. With this mouth, you praise God. With this mouth, you communicate to one another. With this mouth, we cry. With this mouth, we laugh. We express our joy. With this mouth, we worship God. And each time you say something with this mouth, there is always a corresponding reaction somewhere in line with what you say. What you say, Jesus said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. Life. And when you see somebody again with a grace, you know this person has a grace. He is a prophet and stands and blesses you. Get connected and receive it. Something always happens. Jesus Christ, in Mark chapter 11, we know the story, saw a fig tree and he cursed it. How did he curse it? He spoke to it. Listen, praise God. Listen very well. Listen to my grammar. I curse you in Jesus' name. You have not spoken yet. I bless you in Jesus' name. You have not spoken yet. I curse you in Jesus' name. You have not cursed yet. I bless you in Jesus' name. You have not blessed yet. Eh? Praise the Lord. It is what you will say that will amount to the curse. It is what you say that will amount to the blessing. What are you saying? What do you want God to do for you? I want God to bless me. You have not spoken. Which area of blessing? What do you want him to do that will amount to blessing? Because we are going to speak today. I'm teaching you how to pray. Say something for your life. Speak to areas of your life, because some people, while you are groping, and see, there are people that sit down every night. They monitor what you are doing and they look at you and they speak. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's talk first. Praise the Lord. Somebody's file has been opened in heaven today. Listen, amen. Say something. I don't know how to explain, say something. Jesus looked at that tree and cursed it. How did he curse it? He said, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. Watch the next statement. And his disciples heard it. That is, it must be spoken out. That situation must hear it. People must, it has ears. See, when I want to pray for somebody with a growth, I use the language, I say, you have life. That is why you are growing. I cause you to die. Do you understand? So you see, I'm being specific. Since it has life, it will hear me. It's growing now. The thing they grow. That means there is life. So I cause you to die, dry, wither away in the name of Jesus. If you know, tomorrow I will continue. I will continue. Maybe they grow for here. You see that there? I curse you, die, dry, die. Before you know what, the thing will disappear, they go, because the life is gone. Immediately he cursed it, he didn't dry. So there was no big deal, but the disciples had it. The next day they were passing by, it was Peter that called the attention of Jesus. See that tree that you cursed yesterday has dried. It dried from the root. And in chapter 11, Mark chapter 11, verse 22. Mark chapter 11, verse 22. When Peter said that, see what he said. And Jesus answering said unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, amen. He said, have faith in God. Believe in God. Believe what he tells you to do. For verily I say unto you that whosoever, did he say pastor here? Did he say pastor? Whosoever is whosoever. If you are among whosoever, let me see your hand up. If you are included. I beg, any interpreter here? Maybe I say people not hearing what time they talk. You know be whoever. You know be person. Okay. Let me speak broken. If you be person, let me see your hand up. Put down your hand. Who you be? Who are you, sir? You know be person. You know be person.
I'm person.
But you didn't put up your hand when persons were putting up their hand. Let's read it again. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain is any problem at all, be thou removed and be thou cast to the sea. You see, he gave up power to bind and to lose. He said, in my name they shall cast out devils. That is what he's saying here. But you must not doubt it. I shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he say. The only problem is verse 24. When you start, therefore, I say to you, whatsoever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and ye shall have them. And I have practiced this power of the spoken word. I have practiced it. And I know it works. There is a way when I give my testimony, I'm always scared that I'm going to start inviting people, pastor, please speak a word over me. I am teaching you that same grace, you have it too. I'm not telling you to come to, you don't get mouth. You get tongue, you have a voice, you can talk too. Try it first. You will see that your own too, it works. He said, ye shall be witnesses unto me after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Ye shall see power after the Holy Ghost come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses. You can't be witness of what you have not seen. I have seen it, that's why I am a witness of the power of the Holy Ghost. I have spoken and it has come to pass. I have exercised this faith and it has come to pass. And I lie not. But I have confirmed it works, and I have shared some of them several times with you. And it has never failed. Praise God. It has never failed, so that I can tell you, like Joshua and Caleb, that we are more than able to eat the fruit of these lips. Death and life. So we're talking about restoration power. If they spoke something and caused you by a voice. Oh, you preach voice of what? Voice of opposition. Thank you. It's a cause. Voice of opposition. There is a voice of restoration. Oh, glory be to God. That's deliverance. Amen. And I told you before, I say, the anointing for blessing is stronger than the anointing for curses. That is why, oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. He said, you cannot curse whom God has blessed. Amen. And if they curse you, there is a higher power in your mouth to reverse it. And you reverse it by blessing yourself. Contrary to the curse they pronounce over you, you bless yourself. Maybe somebody said you will not make it, and you stand every day, I will make it in the name of Jesus. You have reversed that curse. It's not by going to a mountain and doing dry fasting. It's saying something. If you jam that fasting with saying something, then you will see the desired result. That's why Satan has deceived the Pentecostals. Instead of saying something when they go to the mountain, they will go there and be speaking in tongues. The truth is they are saying nothing. Dry fasting. This year I must marry this year. This year I must marry this year. I must marry this year. Then she takes off dry fasting. Go to the mountain. 3 days. No food, no water. Every day, every prayer hour. What happened? This year. Our eyes of understanding, He has opened up at last. And sweet victory is ours. Who we are to chain down in the past. True jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our Lord. Who's the original? Hallelujah. I didn't say you should not speak in tongue if it is a genuine tongue you are speaking. But before that tongue will come, you for don't talk the one way you sabi talk first, before the Holy Ghost will take over. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So take note of it. I'm teaching you how to shape your life. It's by the power of the spoken word. So in Proverbs chapter 12 verse 14, he repeated that same power there. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 14, he said, a man shall be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hand shall be rendered unto him. And chapter 15, Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 23, there's a phrase there that I want to emphasize. Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 23, a man has joy by the answer of his mouth, and this is where I am going, and a word spoken in due season, how good is it? Somebody, now is your due season. Tonight is your due season. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. On Tuesday, we read Ezekiel chapter 37. Hallelujah. When in Mark chapter 11, Jesus Christ told his disciples, have faith in God. It's have God's kind of faith. It also means have God's kind of faith. And this is God's kind of faith. Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, verse 11. Isaiah 55. Okay, read from verse 8. From verse 8. He said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, said the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Now, listen. For as the rain cometh down from this, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater, just as the rain fall, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. And that is the power of the spoken word. Say it. If you believe it, it will not return empty. Praise God. Nobody come to this ministry and remain the same. You know why? Years back, the Lord spoke to me. He said, anytime my children gather, he said, bless them, speak over them, I will back it up. That's the reason most of the time you come, before we close any service, I will take that, I'll be blessing you, I'll be blessing you. I know what I am doing. I know the words I speak. If you receive it, it will prosper. Praise the Lord. And he exercised it in Ezekiel chapter 37 from verse 1. And listen to that story. We read it from verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley which was full of bones and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry, dry bones. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Again, he said unto me, what did he say? Prophesy upon these bones and say, what you say is the prophecy. And say unto them, O ye dry bones, today you will shout your name. Oh, if you forget your name, just shout, O ye Moses Alu. Shout your name, let me hear. Shout your name again. He said, O ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Amen. Now let me pause. Let me pause there. Let me go somewhere. He said, hear ye the voice of the Lord. Listen. Amen. The Bible in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14 says that angels are ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them that shall be heirs of salvation. Now Psalm 103 verse 20. Psalm 103 verse 20. Listen to a principle here. It says, bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength. Listen. That do God's commandments, his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Jesus Christ demonstrated it. When Satan came to tempt him, what did he say? It is written. Now, anytime you quote a promise of God for you, the word of God for you, it is written, hallelujah, the angels of God will not be hearing you talking, they'll be hearing God talking. And the angels, they're hearkening unto the voice of the word of God. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Anytime you say it is written, by the stripes of Jesus Christ I am healed, the angels of God will make sure that healing takes place, because you have quoted the promise of God. So he said, hear ye. Let's go to Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 4 again. Hallelujah. He said, hear the word of the Lord. The last statement. Hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones. Listen. And it can include a prophecy you received. Quote that prophecy to that situation. Quote that dream to that situation. I remind God, even today, till today, there's a promise. He promised me 1990. I'm still reminding him, even up to this evening, in my own private prayer, I reminded him, remember in 1990 you spoke this. All that things that you spoke that period have come to pass. I'm still waiting for this other one. I know it will come to pass. I remind him. Let's read on. Hallelujah. Thus said the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, And as I prophesied, somebody, tonight, as you will prophesy, there will be noise. There will be shaking. I said there will be noise. I said there will be shaking. And everything they scatter will begin to come back and join and join and join and join and join. Who believe it? Who am I talking to? Verse 8. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and the flesh came up upon them, and the skin covered them above. He said, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind. God can use anything to answer your prayer and rearrange your life. Hallelujah. And here today, he said wind. Today, if you know anybody that should help you, is not helping you, do you know you can call his name here today? Eh? And now you go see for dream this night. He will not rest because you commanded the wind. You commanded him. Say, thus said the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain that they may live. Verse 10, I'm reading. Praise the Lord. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the bread came into them, and they lived and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones, this is the interpretation, are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried and our hope is lost. We are cut off for our parts. Therefore, prophesy and say unto them, thus said the Lord God, behold, O my people, I will open your graves. Somebody, your grave will be open today. Wherever they covered you up today shall be open. And he said, he will cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel. The church will say, it is the power of the spoken word. And this night, that is the power of restoration. I said, that is the power of restoration. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm giving you a secret now for your own personal deliverance. For your own personal deliverance. Wherever you're watching me from around the world, I've just given you a secret now. It's a serious revelation. It's a serious revelation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, some years back, 1998 or 98 or so, there was a man of God, very powerful man of God, young man that was very anointed. Somebody invited me to go there when we were believing God one thing or the other, frustration all over, they worry me. He will bring people out, line them up, and then, you know, when he prayed, young man, somewhere in Ajegunle that time. When you do, everybody will fall down. They will fall down. Then they say, you're under finish. Next set. So me too, I went. I stood there. The man, do. I say, oh, Father, let me fall down now. Oh, Father, let me too fall down. I was talking in my heart. Why am I on that different? The man, do. I stay, kakaraka, they look at me. I said, what can I do now? Everybody, they fall down. Me, I'm not going to fall down. Amen. While I was there, the voice of the Lord spoke to me. He said, the grace he has, you have it too. Then immediately I had it, I smiled. And he looked at me, was wondering why I was smiling. He said, you, stay there, you see me after. Praise God. The truth is, what is the anointing? In my mouth. You too, you have it. I say you have it. Eh? I wish I can demonstrate it. I wish I can prove it now. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I confirmed to you the other day that God keeps his promises. He said, if you ask me to do anything, I will do it. I said, that is prayer. Prayer is asking him to do something. Praise God. And I think I brought somebody out who said he was sick. Something, I think. Who was the person? I brought somebody out here. I said, okay, let me demonstrate it now. I said, Father, this man is sick. Father, heal him, I ask in the name of Jesus. And God healed him instantly here. I'm a teacher. I was teaching you that this thing is real. I'm not telling you I have power. I am telling you if you do what I'm teaching you to do, you will testify. We serve a God that answers prayers. We also serve a God that honors faith. He honors faith. Hallelujah. He honors faith. Anywhere he sees faith, he honors it. Today, he will confirm to you he answers prayers in the name of Jesus. Don't let anything happen to your voice. You're going to speak to your situation today. Amen. These dry bones can be any area. Listen, the Bible says, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, we are healed. It's not only sickness. It includes your business if it's not working well. Your ministry if it's not working well. Eh, Uche? Include your ministry if it's not working well. Eh? Try.
I will speak to them.
If you go for evangelism, you don't win any soul. They're dry bone.
It's an error.
Dry bone. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You are ringing bell for nothing. If you don't win anybody, you are dry. You are dry. Praise the Lord. And it be your bank account that is dry. Your pocket is dry. Amen. You are going to speak to the bank account. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. When you are having pains, it must go. It must go. I have confirmed that God heals. If you ask him to heal, he will heal. Eh? I have a program. We had a program in the studio of the Bright Television. And I was coming out. One sister was doing like this. What happened? She said she slept. And when she woke up, she didn't feel waka again. Is that sister here? Let that sister come outside. Let's confirm. I hope she's still healed. Amen. So you see, I have confirmed that he heals. Right there, on my way, I was going out. We have finished the program. I was walking out of the studio. I jammed half a gate. And I held her hand. I said, Lord, heal her. She's walking. She has seen other people testify. She too, she wants to testify. And God healed her. Where is she? And she can even run now. See? She can even run. She can even run. Eh? How is it now?
I'm fine.
Eh? You don't feel it again? You slept? How did it happen?
I slept and woke up and I noticed I was having pain on my knees.
And you could not bend again? No. But thank God you still managed to come to church. And God healed you.
Yes, sir.
So if I tell you God heals, will you doubt it? See evidence here. Church, let's shake hands with Jesus. Let's shake hands with Jesus. Praise the Lord. I have confirmed that God heals. I have confirmed the power of the spoken word. I have confirmed. He even said, they will lay hand on the sick and the sick shall recover. Do you know that? That he said, they will lay hand on the sick, the sick shall recover. They didn't say they will lay hand and pray. They didn't say so. That means if you are sick, if I lay my hand on you, even without saying anything, according to the Bible, you will be healed. And I have confirmed it. I was driving into my house some time ago, and I saw my wife outside, and she was battling with a bone that hooked her on the throat. Correct? She's here to confirm it. I said, what is happening? They're already planning to rush her to the hospital. When I drove in, I came out of the car, correct?
Yes, sir, very correct.
Eh?
Very correct.
The bone hooked there. You use everything for the bone.
Everything, and it couldn't come. I had swallowed about to push the bone down. The more I take anything, the more I was in pain. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't swallow saliva. I couldn't bring out anything. I was choking. I was really choking when you drove in.
And I came out. What's happening? I didn't pray. I said, what happened? He said, boom, she could not talk. And I held her, laid my hand according to the Bible.
It was a miracle.
And when I removed my hand, the bone disappeared.
Exactly.
It disappeared. So when I tell you God answers prayers, I am a true witness. I'm not telling you William Branham's testimony. I am telling you, hallelujah, what I have experienced. Who has ever, praise God, who has ever prayed? And you know that this prayer, why I pray, now be the answer. Let me see. And God answered you. Let that person stand up. If you have ever prayed and God answered, not by faith, you saw the answer. You saw the answer. Stand up. Let me see you. After praying, you were specific and it happened according to your prayers. Let the person stand up. So why will you not be encouraged to pray? Because you have confirmed it. Now, when you speak, there is a God that hears us. Oh, praise the Lord. There is a God that hears us. I have given date in the name of the Lord, and by that date, that thing came to pass. Not once, not twice, several times. Praise the Lord. So be encouraged. There is a God that answers prayers. We have confirmed it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Tumors have disappeared when we spoke to it. Cancer disappeared when we spoke. I spoke to somebody with, what do you call it? Ovarian cyst. It disappeared. And she delivered herself. I have spoken to someone who died and she came back to life. I have confirmed it. So use this mouth. There's power in your tongue, church. There's power in your tongue. The only thing that disturbs that power is faithlessness. Unbelief. Unbelief. Don't do it like somebody is doing it. When you discover it, the result is very interesting. There used to be a minister here some years back. Because when I fall sick, I don't go to the hospital because I have confirmed that God heals. When I call upon him, he answers me. I didn't say you should not go to the hospital. I say me. Then he called me one day. Why are you not in church? He said he's sick, or whether typhoid or malaria or something like that. I said, have you gone to the hospital? He said, no, I want to do like you. I said, you want to do like me? He said, I said, may you also be healed like me. 3 days after, I called him. I said, where are you there? He said, in the hospital, they take drip. I said, what happened? He said, sir, I nearly died. It's because you were doing it like Brother Moses is doing it. You were not doing it because you believed it. Don't do it. Don't do copy. Discover this God yourself. He's sweet to walk with. Praise the Lord. Discover him. Confirm the word. This word, this Bible we hold, is a living book. Whatever that book tells you to do, do it. Heaven will back it up. Praise the Lord. What, you see, I'm not advertising myself. Don't come to me for prayer, so I'm telling you that you have mouth like I have mouth too. Amen. God enabled me to have all these testimonies so that I can teach you. Amen. But I can join you together because one, we chase 1,000. Two, we chase how many? And there's a power of agreement. If two of you shall agree. But don't come to me and tell me, pray for me. Tell me, pray with me. And then I know you understand. If I say, pray for you, you die. Are you dead? Are you dead? Praise the Lord. I have studied my Bible. The day I came across, this sign shall follow them that believe. I say, oh, so Christians have sign to believe for those who believe. And it has never failed. Tonight is a night of restoration. Somebody's business shall be restored tonight. Somebody's health shall be restored tonight. I say your health shall be restored this night. You believe it? Let me hear that amen again. Dry bones shall rise again. Dry bones shall live again. Any aspect of your life that is dry shall receive life today, in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Any question in this area? Yes?
Good day, sir. When you are saying concerning our parents, that we should bless our parents, what if one has a father who is a native daughter?
What has that got to do with you blessing? Why did a native doctor give birth to you? Why did he give birth to you? He gave birth to you. He didn't kill you until now. Now he won't winch you, Abby.
Because God said that we should not worship any other God.
And are you worshiping him? I say he is your father. I didn't say he's your God. I didn't say you should worship him. He's your father and he deserves an honor from you. You have a responsibility to him as a father. And play your own part and God will take care of the rest. Who again? Let me say your papa be witch. Run away. Anybody will give you revelation to make you run away from your parents is actually deny you parental blessing. Any man or woman that gives you any revelation to make you run away from your father or mother, he is actually the devil trying to deny you parental blessing. A lion. Lion, they chop another lion. Eh? Winch, you know, they chop you. Winch, they protect you. But when you show him, say, you believe your pastor more than him, he will tell you, I have more authority over you than your pastor. Then he will start to deal with you. Then you're going to jump from pastor to pastor. Nothing like that. Play your own part. Bless him. Waiting again.
I have a father who is a native daughter, but because we are not in agreement, so because of my hardship in life, anywhere I go, they will say, my papa. So I went and destroyed his native daughter, this thing.
Why he's alive?
Yes.
Why he's alive? Okay.
So, and he told me that, maybe because I don't get money, that is why I can't do this. I will see whether I will see one cobble in life again.
He cursed you. That's why you're suffering. It was a very foolish action you did. Very, very foolish action. Brother, a pastor told you to go and destroy that thing.
No, it's not pastor that said I should go and do it.
Who told you to go and destroy it?
Anywhere I go, because of my suffering, if I go to native daughter or go and meet pastor, others, they will tell me that, go and meet your father. They will be pointing me to my father.
And did they say you should go and meet him and scatter it, meet him and fight him?
That means he's the one responsible to...
They say you should go and meet him. Does that mean you should go and fight your father?
And my father want me to be doing those native, I say I don't want.
No. You see, you need wisdom to deal with unbelievers. There's something you know he doesn't know, you need wisdom. Now you went and compounded your problem. The biggest mistake you ever made for your life is going to scatter that thing when he is alive. You showed him so much disrespect, and in anger he cursed you. And that is what you are suffering from now. When they say you should go and meet your father, is to go and meet your father. If there is anything at all, your father is doing that because he is not converted. You will have gone to seek the face of God to follow you to your father. And when you reach there, he will lead you on to what to say to him. Praise the Lord. Light and darkness cannot meet. You made a mistake. Your father alive now?
No, he's dead.
But you did it when he was
before
alive.
Before he died, he called me and he said he committed all my children into my, I should help him. I
said, before he died?
Yes, he said that is a wish. I said, I won't do it. He said I should come and see him. I did not go. I say I cannot receive a blessing
you need
from a native
daughter. You need counseling. I beg. Find time. I meet Okudiri. Okudiri. Thank you, Jesus. But he's dead.
Yes, and on Tuesday, it's my first time. This is my second worship.
You were
night,
first
night.
Here on Tuesday.
So I met one of those prophets, and that is the first thing he started that. He said, I have a curse.
It's working on you.
Yes, he said, I have a curse. He said, today I should come.
Okay, told you to come today.
Yes.
Thank God.
I should
Who
come.
Is the prophet?
I don't know the name.
How does he look like?
He looks big.
Very big.
Yes.
Okay, it's the head. He gets something.
Have
okay. Adura Mitiba. Adura Mitiba. Is he the one?
Yes.
This one?
Yes.
Okay, your deliverer has come. In this church, God doesn't show us something without solution. Your deliverer has come. Church, let's clap our hands for Jesus. God bless you. Be seated. James from United Kingdom. Yes?
Yes, I have a question.
Yes?
Question to ask. My question is it right for me to tell my children to buy me something in order for me to bless them?
Yes. Isaac did it. He wants to be happy to bless his children. He wants to release blessing. So he wants to be happy. Even God, they say when you come before him, don't come empty hand. So it is okay. Isaac told this first psalm, amen, go and prepare me pepper soup. Bush meat pepper soup. His favorite, they call it venison. And amen. You saw how they tricked him because he was blind. He couldn't see again. Jacob went and disguised himself to look like Esau. And the old man held the hand to be sure it is Esau. He saw the hairs. He said, yes, this is Esau. But the voice of Jacob was the hand of Esau. In any case, he released the blessing and it could not be reversed. What he spoke. Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Thank
yes.
You, sir.
If you want God to fight for you, come before him with an offering. He demands it. And he will walk. It's another principle. God bless you, Brother James.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
God bless you.
God bless you too. There was, praise the Lord. When my son was just, I think, 5 years old or so, 5 or 6 years old, one day I was on the dining table and he came with a gift and said, Daddy, I have a gift for you. He gave me, when I collected it, then he looked left, looked right, said, Daddy, I want you to do something for me. I said, oh, is that why you brought the gift? So even at that age, he knew, if I want something from my dad, let me give him a gift. And of course, I was so pleased. Whatever he asked for, I gave it to him. It's a principle. So it is with our Heavenly Father. He said, honor the Lord with your substance. Honor him with your substance. Yes?
Praise the Lord. Sir, my question is, when somebody don't have faith, or somebody is praying not in line or in the mind of God, can God answer that prayer? Or if somebody decrees something with their faith, because
if somebody decrees something with what?
The Bible tells me is that who is he that saith and it cometh to pass if the Lord has not commanded it?
He's talking about,
and without faith, no one can please the Lord. So how can somebody who has no faith and had no relationship with God can call somebody or pray it comes to pass?
Now listen. This mouth that God gave you, listen very well. There are certain principles that is workable for all human beings, whether they are Christians or not. The principle for prosperity is in giving. Whether you're a Christian or not, he who gives receives. This mouth that he gave, he didn't give only Christians mouth. He gave everybody mouth. So your world is created by what you speak. It's a principle that applies to every human being. So you either use it positively or you use it negatively. Just like the gift of singing, it's a gift from God. But you can choose to use that gift in a beer parlor, in a nightclub, or use it in a shrine, or use it in a church. It's a principle. It's given it to you. So you know how to use it. But we are more assured because when we say it in the name of the Lord, heaven is connected to it. Because we are seated in heavenly places. The position we are, it gives us more power. Brother Bright from Benin Republic.
Sir, I have an eye problem. I prayed on myself.
What happened to the
eye? There's nothing changes.
What happened to the eye?
I'm having a very serious pain and I can't see very well.
You have pain in the eye. You cannot see with the eye. Is it cataract, glaucoma?
I don't know, sir.
You didn't go to the hospital?
I went to the hospital. They requested me for to get an eyeglass. I don't want to use any eyeglass for now. So, I'm too young to use eyeglass.
So your eye is paining you?
Yes, sir.
How will you know if that eye is healed? Is it the two eyes or one eye?
It's two of them, sir.
The two eyes. Get a little...
Yes, sir.
Get a little water and put salt inside the water and call me back. Now, okay. now, you will not wake up with that eye problem. Okay, listen to me, Bright. You are hearing me wherever you are. Listen now. Now, you see, I'm going to prophesy now to him. Listen to me. Bright, you are going to use that water and wash your eye and that sickness shall disappear in the name of Jesus. Now, that is a prophecy. That's a prophecy. I'm prophesying to him now. Bright, you will use that water and wash your eye. Wash that eye and the power of the Holy Ghost will come upon your eye. And that infirmity shall disappear from your eye. And your eye shall be restored in the name of Jesus Christ. Who has eye problem here? Who has eye problem here? Who is? What happened to this eye?
Hit me accidentally.
When?
About a week now.
About a week. And resulted to this your eye. It hit the eye.
Huh?
It hit your eye.
Yes, sir.
You will not lose this eye.
Amen.
I'm prophesying. You see, I say you will not lose the eye.
Amen.
Eh? Amen. You're thinking I'm greeting you. I'm not greeting you.
I know, sir.
You're answering me as if I'm greeting you. I'm not greeting you. I'm prophesying. Yes, you will not lose this eye.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, you will not lose this eye.
Amen.
Again, I'm blessed. I'm praying for that one. I saw the eye. Praise God. And God will not show me the eye if he doesn't want to heal you. How will you know now? You're having pains there?
Yeah.
You're feeling pain there?
Headache, yeah.
Eh?
I'm having headache.
And having headache, the Lord will heal you.
Amen.
Shake me. Praise the Lord. The Lord will heal him now. Bright, I'm waiting for your testimony, Bright from Benin Republic. Church, are we ready to pray now? On a single question, okay, pray. Father, we thank you. Father, you minister this to me. In this hand now. I'm not just holding your hand for anything. No. I'm transferring anointing. Cover your eye. Cover your eye. In the name of Jesus. As the power of the Holy Ghost. It never fails. Healing in that eye. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. You will not lose that eye. Whatever hits that eye. Receive restoration for this restoration night. And that headache shall be the sign. The headache will stop. Will stop. Stop. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Father, I thank you. Operation of the Holy Ghost. Let me hear you.
Praise the Lord.
God bless you.
Good morning, sir. Sir, I want to emphasize on the issue of parents blessing their children. Here in this church, there was a story that a particular woman gave a birth to a particular son, and that his son, he was the only son. So he wanted that his son to be a lawyer, but his son said, I want to be a medical doctor. Because the son disagreed with what his mother said, the woman went ahead and tied the destiny of that man and hid it under the bed. So unfortunately, he didn't know that one of his house, her house help, saw her when he tied, was missing like another tying that boy. And the woman was watching that his son growing and suffering. And the son doesn't know that the mother was the problem that he was passing through in life. If such person should buy or should tell to buy a gift and give to mother to bless him, what kind of blessing the woman will bless the man?
See, listen very well. The Bible says we should honor our father and our mother. And the Bible said that is the only commandment with a condition. I mean, with a blessing attached. That it may be well with you. The reason is because if you offend them, they curse you. That curse will work. Parents who obey their children, when the parents say, I want you to read and become a medical doctor, or what do you call it, a lawyer, or whatever, in obedience, they will first go and read that course to please the parents. When they gain their independence, because the parents are going to pay the school fees. When they have their independence, they now read the desired course they want, when they have now gained their independence, because they are not going to pay the school fees anymore. Learn to obey your parents. God bless you. Okay, let's see this testimony. Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
A call again. Brother Bright, have you washed your eye?
Yes, I have done that. Hello?
Have you washed your eye?
Yes, I have done that, sir.
You are healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I say you are healed in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I am waiting for your testimony. Is there any way you can know now?
Yes, like before. I can't see anything on my phone. I can't read anything on my phone, both number, but now I can see the letters.
Oh, clap your hands, church. It never fails. And your healing shall be permanent in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He answers prayers. He honors faith. Praise God. God bless you, Bright. Your healing shall be permanent and permanent. I'm a teacher. Don't say I have power. I'm teaching you something. You too, you have power. If any of you had told him to do it, the same thing will happen. You don't believe it? Father, I thank you. He said, we will lay hand on the sick shall recover. You are healed. Oliver from Taraba.
Yes,
sir. Yes? Yes?
Hello? Okay, I should tell you the question.
Go ahead, I can hear you.
Okay. I want to ask, like, the man that said that his father spoke a curse on him. In case, if one case is like that, or maybe another member of the family, speak like that, and the person is no more now. How can that thing believe us?
Go to the pastor, go for prayers, and that nonsense will be reversed. Go so and let the pastor now rededicate you and bless you, and that cause will be reversed.
All right, thank you.
Very simple, very, very simple. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes. Thank Ask
you.
Your question.
Thank you, sir. I just want to get a clarification on this issue of religion. If you have a father or a mother that is not accepting your religion as your faith, and you are to raise or you are to seek blessing from such a parent, how are you going to position yourself?
The blessing is, we're not telling you that go and say, bless me. I say, play your responsibility, make him happy, give him gifts. It's automatic, he will be happy with you. Therefore, you will be blessed. Yes. The last person, please.
Praise the Lord. Please, I have a friend of mine. It's maternal man. Unfortunately, he has a father. And that father doesn't like him for anything. He doesn't like him
because even God will hate you if you don't live a life pleasing before him. Let him go. No father will hate his son. There's something the son is doing that is making him to be angry with him. So let him go and seek peace with his father. No problem. God bless you. How will you know now?
I feel better.
The headache will come?
The headache has stopped.
You don't feel the headache again?
I don't feel it.
That's the sign now we need it. Your sight is restored.
Amen.
By morning when you sleep and wake up, all that redness will disappear.
Amen.
Church, let's shake hands with Jesus. Can we stand up?